Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'd like you to talk about your embarrassing parents.
Yay.
How your parents are. I mean, I've told this story too many times of my father just wandering around everywhere in underwear.
Yeah.
Because he's just that guy.
You had that dad in school.
Yeah. A college is warning students to watch out for a mom wandering around looking for dates for her son.
Yeah, this is weird.
She's in her 50s. She usually wears a multicolored scarf. Oh, that's like the NTSA guy who's married to Kim Christensen.
Oh, the wild tie guy.
Yeah, wild tie guy.
Yeah, nice.
I'm guessing he's not. I'm sure she doesn't want to be associated with this story.
Really?
Sorry, Kim.
Designer tie guy.
Yes. My bad for dragging him into this.
I guess, yeah.
Apparently, she's wandering around campus looking for a date for her son. She walks up to people, shows them a picture of her son on her phone, and asks whether or not they would be interested in dating him.
She's throwing out the chum for him.
You know, so I've read this story about some family who did that when they went to like New Zealand or Australia, somewhere down there. They put out an ad saying, our family's coming there for like 2 weeks. Here's our sons. One's studying to be a doctor. One's studying to be whatever. At night, they'll be open for dates and blah, blah, blah. And I think they kind of did it as a joke. And the boys got a ton of dates for while they were out there.
Their parents were pimping for them.
Yes.
You got to respect
So
them.
This multicolor scarf mom might have read that story and went, I'm going to go to campuses and try to see if it works. No one can figure out who she is. They don't know if the kid is a student there. They don't know.
What?
She's persistent enough that two different people called the campus police on her.
Wow. That's just getting a little bit weird.
Would you be?
No.
I'm so bad I'd be okay if my mom pimped me a little bit.
Seriously?
Just kind of like, I can't, you know, I can't close.
I know, but then when if you do hook up, now you're the guy that your mom, but in the end, if you got, then who cares?
I don't
care. You gotta think
it's
of
like
your
bringing
mom.
A wingman, except it's your wing mom.
Yeah, and she's out there throwing chum to everybody on a
chumming,
college campus.
Wandering around.
Yes.
CU campus going, does this person seem attractive?
Yeah, that's weird.
I know it's weird, but we're looking for embarrassing moms. So that's, somebody else said their mom used to spy on them with binoculars.
What?
My dad used to, my dad's a binocular guy. Like,
to make sure you guys aren't screwing around?
Yeah.
Or?
I shouldn't even.
And then he would turn the binoculars over to the neighbor's house.
No, he would know. He wasn't a creep, but if he needed to know, why am I telling this story?
Needed to know what?
If he needed to know what we were doing, if he thought we were doing something weird.
Right.
He could look at us up the street.
With his binocs.
Sure.
His what? What's he got? A telescope?
Take the tele off.
Oh, his rifle scopes.
Yes.
He's got like 1,000 of those.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know.
So he's
I know.
Pointing
How
the gun.
How embarrassing
down
is it? It looks like he's a serial killer wanting to kill the kids four houses
I
up.
Never even thought
and
that.
It's like he didn't feel like rummaging around the house. He's like, get his 30-06 out and be like,
scoping my kids.
Like, no, it looks like Mike's being good. So I got that stub kid in my sights, though.
Through the crossing.
Yes. I mean, can you imagine? What's more embarrassing? I mean, but we lived in a different time where a cop would drive by and go, looks like old man Slacker's out on the front yard with his scope again. Must be checking on the kids.
Right.
When I think about this person said they weren't allowed to hang out with girls when they were younger, so they were at the park. With some friends, mom called on the cell and said, hey, who are you hanging out with? He names all the boys he's hanging out with. She's like, nobody else? He's like, nope, nobody else. She's literally sitting in a car across the park.
Oh my gosh.
With her binoculars. So once he figured out, or she figured out that he was lying, then she drove up, honked the horn, made a huge scene.
What's with all the binocular parents?
Well,
it's okay.
I must admit, I was at Walmart recently and I saw binoculars and I...
You bought Bushnells.
I have them. They're in my car. They fold down so far now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Binoculars fit in a little tiny case and then they just kind of unfurl.
They're like opera glasses.
Yes, they're very much like... Is Slacker outside watching the opera?
No, he's spying.
He's spying on his kids. With just a little the monocle. Another person said their mom used to drive to the workplace after school to check on them. She was 17 years old.
Oh, God, that's mortifying.
She was just, that's another embarrassing parent. My mom would, insist on calling in for us.
Oh, I hate, oh, no.
Because she just didn't want our bosses to think that we were...
I know, but that makes you guys look...
I know, it's like, hello, Mr. Miller of Miller's Music. Yeah. Michael's not going to be able to come in today.
He's got scabies. And then he has this.
I can't really describe
discharge.
There's not enough ointment to fix him. Yeah, then you got to go to work. Yeah.
Exactly.
Embarrassing parents. That's what we're... I don't know why we're doing it like this. Right. That's actually what we're doing. Then somebody else said, my dad used to freestyle whenever I had friends over.
Oh, no. It's like freestyle, like rap? Freestyle dance?
Yeah,
freestyle.
I think it's rap.
Okay, is he
like
good
did the Eminem thing? This is a quote from the Post. We are 100% white, and I grew up mostly in the country.
That's awkward.
Looking back, though, my dad was spitting hit fire in the 90s. He needs to drop a mixtape.
That's awesome. That's cute.
All right, so here's what we want from you. If you're maybe you want to admit you are the embarrassing parent, or your parents just did binocular type things, rifle type things, screaming type things, whatever your parents did to embarrass you, we want to hear your story. Sarah?
Yay.
Embarrassing rents.
So my mom was a teacher in the high school that I went to, and it was a teeny tiny little high school. Like, I was number 32 out of 32 in my graduating class. So apparently, I think it was like a sophomore or junior in high school, and apparently I accidentally dropped a feminine product out of my backpack trying to leave her classroom in the morning to go to my classroom. And she found it on the floor when all of her students were sitting down. And of course, instead of just discreetly putting it away, she's like, oh, I'm sure my daughter probably dropped it.
Oh, God. Yeah, this is her brand for sure.
Oh, my God. Mortified.
Yeah, so it wasn't a few kids knew. It was my entire grade.
Yeah, the other 31 kids knew.
So there was no getting away from it.
No, forever, for
years.
Did
somebody go, you, Tim, bring this to her at lunch in front of everyone. Hand her this in a large ceremony with the, oh my God. I had my aunt as a substitute teacher school, and that was mortifying. I can't imagine. Your mom being there every...
Well, my boyfriend at the time was in that class as well.
Here, can you give this back to Sarah?
Oh, man.
And I just remember walking into her classroom for something else later that day, and he was giving me grief about it, and I was finally I was tired of everybody giving me crap for it. And it was hey, at least you know I'm not knocked up.
Good point.
And let it go.
Wow. Thank you for the call, Sarah.
That hurts.
Laura.
Yay.
Embarrassing parents.
I am the embarrassing parent.
Yay. What happened?
So I have always been terrified that my kids were going to get kidnapped. So I've kept them very close. And it wasn't until about 2 years ago, my son is 16 now, that I let him start using the men's bathroom on his own.
Shut!
What?
At 14, you would go in with him?
Yeah, and he's 6 feet tall. He's over 6 foot now, but yeah. No, he would have to come in with me.
You would bring a 14-year-old, he probably wasn't complaining. You'd bring a 14-year-old into the women's bathroom.
Yeah, and my ex-husband and I, we sat down and he said, okay, this has to stop.
Holy smokes. So,
that is...
Yeah.
I wish my mom was more
Mom, I want to go into the locker room when they're showering.
Dang.
That's...
Yeah, he would beg me, and I would always say, and then I remember the first few times I would literally just sit outside the bathroom door waiting for him to come out and make sure nobody took him.
Wow, Laura.
Nobody's taking a 6-foot-tall person that just...
You know, people disappear all the time. You never know. But I do know that my kid's not on the back of a milk carton.
Oh,
so.
My God. Yeah, so that's the reason is because he peed with you. That's
well. Yes.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Candy.
Yay.
Yay.
Embarrassing parents.
So my mom sleeps nude, and nice. During my sleepovers with my girlfriend, she used to come running into my room, yelling at us, holding her tatas.
No, what?
Was she sleepwalking, or she was just trying to get you to quiet down? What was the...
Oh, she just come in to quiet us down, yeah.
She wouldn't even put on a... okay.
Put on a camisole,
right.
A muumuu, a robe.
She'd wear underwear, but nope, she'd come in topless.
All right.
Did you have a nickname in school then? Or
yeah,
like,
you were christened
feels like something, right? Crazy.
No, I didn't have very many sleepovers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
That's interesting. Thank you for the call, Candy.
Wow.
Did your mom... Your mom didn't sleep nude, right?
No.
Weird. Jeanette?
Yes.
Embarrassing parents.
Well, I went into a strip joint and yanked my son out.
No, you can't do that. What?
I did.
He was of age.
His girlfriend was super pregnant, and she came over to my house crying because he was in there, and I said, we can fix this, and so I drove down there with her, and I went in, and he was sitting at a little table having a good time throwing dollar bills, and I yanked him out by the collar.
Dang. Oh. Yeah, that hurts.
You're a great mom
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.